Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
8:45, quarter till 9. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Joined now by Professor Gary Wagner, Professor of Economics at the University of Louisiana. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you for your patience. Let's talk about the state of Louisiana's labor market. I'm still confused as to unemployment, who's working, who's not, who quit, who didn't, what they're doing. Have we learned any more about this since the pandemic or not?
In terms of the people who have not reentered the labor force, I don't think we have good answers to that yet. If we look around the whole state outside of Houma Thibodaux, job growth has actually been pretty steady. But I think getting at the question you're asking, there's still about 20,000 people less working today or looking for work than there was before the pandemic.
So with credits or federal money or whatever, I guess the question that a lot of people have is, or the perception they have is, well, if you'd quit paying them to stay home, they'd go to work. Is there any truth to that, or is that just a thing that people think?
No, there is research showing that when unemployment benefits are extended, there is some fraction of people who remain unemployed longer. It's generally not the majority of people, but it does play a role. In this particular instance with COVID, I think it's probably a minor factor in what's happening. I don't think it's the main driver of what we're seeing.
Are there still additional benefits being paid?
I don't believe there are additional benefits related to COVID at this point in time. And most of those quits were actually in some particular industries like leisure and hospitality. So it could be that individuals who are working in those professions are now reevaluating their situation and looking for alternatives.
Along those lines, are there industries in Louisiana that are doing fine and other industries that just can't find people?
Yeah, so oil and gas is not doing really well at the moment, even though oil prices have been elevated. I think that's what's hitting the Houma Thibodaux region pretty hard.
Let me jump in for one second, Professor. When you say not doing pretty well, meaning there are not jobs available?
They have fewer jobs available today in oil and gas than they had before the pandemic. So that industry has continued to lose jobs. I think across the state, the numbers look pretty good given the situation that's going on. The only thing that gives me a little pause is I'm starting to see a slowdown in construction hiring in most regions around the state, which I think is partially due to interest rates going up.
When it comes to the jobs in like in programming and things where you really need an advanced education, I guess, for what are the stats in Louisiana showing as far as that goes?
I don't have those off the top of my head. You might want to check with somebody at the Workforce Commission. They might have a better feel for that. I generally tend to look at a lot of the higher level government data that's being released.
Is that oil and gas problem political in nature? Is it because of the Biden policies toward oil and gas and companies' hesitancy with the midterms coming up, and then they don't know what's going to happen in 2024 if President Biden were to be reelected? Is that just a practical part of it?
I think that plays a role, but you also have issues where it's a lot more cost effective now to drill oil and gas outside of Louisiana in places like Texas. So some of that activity has shifted to places where it's more cost effective. We just can't compete on that margin.
So when it comes to the help wanted signs, but yet people not working, I'm just wondering, have you seen anything like this economically before? And I just wonder when some kind of homeostasis is reached, because I got to believe maybe some people quit and decided to start their own business, but we all know that it's hard to get a new business going. Will they eventually come back, or what are you and your colleagues saying about this?
You know, I think we're going to see some of those folks return, but I don't think it's going to be the same situation that we saw before COVID. And in fact, going back and looking at past data, we've not seen a period where we've had so many people resigning from the labor force like we do right now. And that's one of the reasons why you see a lot of those help wanted signs. There are more job openings per person looking for work in the U.S. than there's been at any point in our history.
And that's because of?
Well, it's because of two things. We still have not gained all the jobs back from the pandemic, so companies are not at full staff, and you have a significant number of people who are dropped out of the labor force and are not looking for work. So the combination of those two things means that for people who are willing to work, the job market is very good.
Is it too simple to say that the people that are looking don't want the jobs that are being offered, but eventually that's all they're going to have a choice of?
Yeah, I think there's probably some truth to that. If for people that are not in the labor force, I mean, the best solution, the best answer to what's going on is you'd have to ask them. And I haven't seen any comprehensive, well-done surveys about why those people that dropped out of the labor force have not chosen to re-enter. Certainly, there are jobs available for them if they want them.
All right, let me take a quick break. We'll pick it up here. We come back. We're talking to Professor Gary Wagner, professor of economics at the University of Louisiana. If you have any questions or comments, 504-260-1870. I'd love to hear what you think. That's the Oakland Heart Jeweler Talk and Text Line. Right now, 851, time for traffic, WWL. 57, 3 till 9, talking to our guest, Gary Wagner, professor of economics at the University of Louisiana. I get a couple of texts here that would seemingly be, I guess, contradictory. One says, has the oil gas industry kept pace in Lafourche-Terrebonne with pay increases seen in other industries? But you're telling me that the jobs are not there, so why would there be pay increases? Walk me through that, Professor.
Well, the industry in particular pays very well. It's the highest paying industry in Louisiana. But in terms of the number of jobs, there are fewer people employed now than there was a few years ago. One of the things the firms typically do coming out of economic downturns, rather than adding new employees, as they will tend to compensate their existing employees better before they bring on additional workers. So that's probably what we're seeing there.
Somebody else texted me and said, please ask the professor in what direction I should nudge my eighth grader. And I don't know, Professor, if you have children or not, but what would you say to a parent of an eighth grader if you're trying to read the tea leaves and figure out some viable occupations in the future? Is there any arrow pointing to any of those?
Well, I mean, when you look at the industries that pay very well and that the projections are that will continue to pay very well, I mean, healthcare industries is doing very well, and also any type of quantitative STEM field, so something related to hard sciences, hard math, engineering, those are the fields that are most highly compensated if you just look at those numbers.
And some of the ones that are not?
If you look at disciplines where the compensation is not as high for college graduates, you're probably looking at fields like history and philosophy. They tend to pay a little bit less. Certainly, there are a lot of occupations that pay very well that don't require a college degree. If you look at welding and some of those other areas where you have to have high skill levels, the compensation is very good.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time. Very interesting conversation. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Gary Wagner, professor of economics at the University of Louisiana. When we come back, we'll talk to Michael Glasser.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.